on a football field. He looked at me. The Bears scored. I missed the play and the replay. Julian had used $100 bills as bookmarks in every one of his books. He'd get paid $200 a review and put half back into the books. They hadn't counted it all yet, but there must have been near to $100,000 in those books. He didn't write a review every week, but he wrote for that paper regularly, and others. Maybe he thought his sons would find it all. Willie doubted it, and I did too. We were a pile of cardboard boxes away from handing his estate to the Harvard Co-op. Uncle Poxel kept talking, hauled along by the wonder of the thing. I'd rarely seen him so animated. This was the first time we'd spent alone with him since he'd finalized copy edits on his memoir. And his appearance at our house was a surprise, given the frigid air and snow outside. We'd assumed we wouldn't see him again until his first reading here in Boston, scheduled for the week after the book's publication date. I'd been longing to see him, my eccentric European uncle who'd lived so much life. But now the Patriots were in the Super Bowl for the first time, and my tongue buzzed like it did after I woke from a nap. My mother changed the subject, and by then, I'd stopped caring about the game. Would the contents of a book ever carry the same meaning again? This image of $100 bills spilling out of the pages of books would plague me for years. I tried to watch the end of the football game, but Grogan was awful, and a 300-pound Bears lineman known as the Refrigerator scored a touchdown. And I couldn't set my mind to anything but my Uncle Poxel and what I'd finally get to read his stories between bound pages. As I say, my Uncle Poxel would reach the apex of his own literary success in the months ahead, after his first book finally made its way into the world. Every season for as long as I could remember, Poxel had taken me to the opera, the symphony, to the Wang Center to see plays and musicals. If there was a performance of Shakespeare anywhere in our city, Poxel would find a way to take me. This wasn't the kind of thing that should have interested me. A trip to Fenway was my idea of a cultural outing. But my Uncle Poxel was built like a power forward and moved as fluidly as a Bruin. And he was everything the other Jewish authority figures in my life weren't. On Monday and Wednesday afternoons, I suffered 2 hours of Hebrew school, where our aging teachers would ply us with tales of woe, melancholy stories of the survivors of death camps and ghettoization. I remember seeing for the first time, when I was only 10, the black numbers tattooed on a classmate's grandmother's wrist. I can see, even now, my young brain being tattooed with anxiety and pensive fear. My grandfather had survived that period and reached the States, only to die before I'd gotten to know him. It compounded my sense then that history was some untrammeled force acting upon us, leveling any hope of heroism like some insuperable glacier flattening mountains to plains. Even the new young rabbi at our synagogue, Rabbi Ben Shine, who had come straight from Berkeley with a nappy beard and hair past his shoulders, calling us dude and trying to get us to talk Jewish mysticism, sat nodding solemnly as these stories were recited, fingertips tracing his copy of Night. I recognize now, of course, why we were being inundated with these truths. But I was 15, and what I needed was a hero and hope. We might be able to see God's body in the Kabbalah's 10 Sefirot. But it was 1986, barely 40 years since our grandparents' generation sat desperate and fated in their East European neighborhoods. Never again, our teachers incanted to us Monday after Monday, Wednesday after Wednesday. But when I picture myself in those rooms in the basement of our shul, even now, I can only hear the incantations reciprocal. It will happen again. Beware. Be always aware. But I was growing to see myself as an exception then, too, for I was learning on those outings with Poxel West that I had an antidote in my family. There was more thunder in my Uncle Poxel's senescent face than in one strand of Rabbi Ben's unkempt.